Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Purnima Samant Kadakoti with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates India's support for safe and uninterrupted navigation through the Strait of Hormuz to ensure regional stability and energy security. BRICS foreign ministers call for democratic global governance and stronger multilateral action on peace and climate challenges. Chinese President Xi Jinping and US President Donald Trump hail historic Beijing talks, agree to deepen China-US cooperation. Indian Wushu team bags 2 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze medals at the Sanda World Cup in Macau. And India concludes Asian Under-17 Boxing Championships with historic 2 gold and 7 silver medals at Tashkent. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reiterated India's support for safe and unimpeded navigation through the Strait of Hormuz, underscoring its importance for regional stability as well as global energy and food security. After high-level talks with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Abu Dhabi, Prime Minister Modi strongly condemned recent attacks on UAE.
Hormuz ko free, open aur safe banaye rakhna ye hamari sabse badi prathamikta hai. Is vision mein antarrashtriya kanunon ka palan avashyak hai. Brother, Bharat har paristhiti mein UAE ke saath kandhe se kandha milakar
Prime Minister Modi arrived in UAE this morning on the first leg of his five-nation tour covering the UAE and Europe. He was received by UAE President at the presidential airport and accorded a ceremonial welcome with UAE F-16 fighter jets escorting his aircraft as it entered Emirati airspace. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the UAE leadership for the warm reception, noting in a social media post that he looked forward to strengthening cooperation across key areas including energy, investment and supply chains. More from our West Asia correspondent.
The talks yielded a wide range of agreements on energy. India's Strategic Petroleum Reserves Limited and Abu Dhabi National Oil Company signed a strategic collaboration agreement to raise UAE's participation in India's strategic petroleum reserves to 30 million barrels. A long-term LPG supply arrangement between Indian Oil Corporation and ADNOC was also concluded. On defense, the two sides signed a framework for a strategic defense partnership covering industrial collaboration, maritime security, cyber defense and information exchange. $5 billion in UAE investment to India was announced. $3 billion from the Emirates New Development Bank into RBL Bank, $1 billion from the Abu Dhabi Investment Authority into priority infrastructure projects, and $1 billion from the International Holding Company into Sammaan Capital. The two countries also signed agreements to establish a ship repair cluster at Vadnagar, a skill development framework for the maritime sector, and an agreement to set up an exaflop supercomputing cluster between India's SeaDAC and UAE's G42. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Abu Dhabi.
Speaking to Akashwani, Ambassador Deepak Mittal said, India and the UAE have taken several strategic decisions during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Abu Dhabi to deepen cooperation in energy, technology, investment and trade. Concluding his UAE visit, the Prime Minister left for the second leg of his tour to Netherlands. Thereafter, Mr. Modi will visit Sweden, Norway and Italy during the six-day tour. BRICS foreign ministers have reiterated their commitment to strengthening global governance and multilateralism. In the outcome document adopted at the meeting, the ministers called for an equitable and democratic international system amid growing global security and climate challenges. They stressed conflict prevention, climate action, and freedom of navigation in the Red Sea and Bab al-Mandab Strait in line with international law. The grouping also highlighted technological cooperation, support for startups and SMEs, stronger global health systems, and enhanced cooperation under the contingent reserve arrangement. Briefing media in New Delhi, Secretary Economic Relations in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalela, said BRICS members and partner countries appreciated India's chairship priorities under the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability.
All the BRICS members and partner countries were very appreciative and supportive of India's chairship priorities on the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. Building on this deliberation in the last 2 days and based on these discussions, we have issued a chair statement and outcome document. It captures the common position of BRICS members on almost all the subjects under the three pillars of BRICS strategic partnership.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Chinese President Xi Jinping and US President Donald Trump described their Beijing talks as historic and landmark as Trump concluded his 3-day China visit today. The two leaders discussed bilateral trade, the Iran conflict and regional issues during several rounds of talks. Xi said both sides agreed to maintain stable economic ties, expand cooperation and strengthen coordination on global issues. Trump termed the visit very successful and said he looked forward to hosting Xi at the White House. However, no major agreements were announced on contentious issues such as Taiwan, rare earth exports or semiconductor trade. Foreign Minister of Iran Abbas Araghchi today addressed a press conference in New Delhi. He said there is no military solution to anything related to Iran. He said Iran is ready to help pass all vessels through the Strait of Hormuz. The Iranian foreign minister said Iran will welcome any constructive role by India.
I think India, with its good reputation, can play a greater role in this region to help diplomacy, to help peace, and to promote peace and security. India is a friend to all countries in the Persian Gulf, in north of this Gulf, and in the southern part of that. So we appreciate any positive, constructive role played by India in this region.
In Nepal, President Ramchandra Podel has reshuffled portfolios in the 15-member Council of Ministers on the recommendation of Prime Minister Balendra Shah. Under the new allocation, Prime Minister Shah will additionally handle the Defence, Home and Science, Technology and Innovation Ministries. The Indian Wushu team delivered a commanding performance at the 11th Sanda World Cup, winning 2 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze medals in Macau. The women athletes in particular put up a stellar display by securing both gold medals from the 6-member contingent. In the women's 75 kg category, Border Security Force athlete Shivani defeated her Russian opponent to clinch the gold medal with an impressive display of skill and determination. Aparna also produced a brilliant performance in the 52 kg category to secure India's 2nd gold medal. At the Asian Under-17 Boxing Championships, Indian young boxers concluded their historic campaign today by winning 2 golds and 7 silver medals in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. India also bagged 8 bronze medals in the Under-17 category. With this, the total number of medals won by the boys and girls teams of the country combined reached 17 in this category. In Thailand Open Badminton, India's top men's doubles pair Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty advanced to the semi-finals in Bangkok. They defeated Japanese pair of Takumi Nomura and Yuichi Shimogami 21-12-21-13 in the quarter-final match today. In men's singles, Lakshya Sen lost to Thailand's Kunlavut Vidit San 19-21-16-21 in a quarter-final match. Earlier in women's singles, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu lost to Akane Yamaguchi of Japan 21-19-18-21-15-21 in the quarter-finals. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reiterates India's support for safe and uninterrupted navigation through the Strait of Hormuz to ensure regional stability and energy security. BRICS foreign ministers call for democratic global governance and stronger multilateral action on peace and climate challenges. Chinese President Xi Jinping and US President Donald Trump hail historic Beijing talks, agree to deepen China-US cooperation. Indian Wushu team bags 2 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze medals at the Sanda World Cup in Macau. And India concludes Asian Under-17 Boxing Championships with historic 2 gold and 7 silver medals at Tashkent. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.